This week, ABC is presenting a new program. It's a primetime cartoon series, and they really want to make sure you see it. They're showing an episode tonight, another episode tomorrow, and a third episode this Saturday. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
It's been 2 years now since The Simpsons got their own primetime cartoon show on Fox. And it's taken that long for another network to generate a primetime animated show of its own. CBS ran promos a year ago for its Family Dog cartoon series, produced by Steven Spielberg. But that still hasn't shown up. There were problems with both production and the quality of animation, so they've literally gone back to the drawing board. Tonight, though, another famous producer named Steven comes to bat with his primetime cartoon series. He's Steven Bochco, co-creator of Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, Doogie Howser M.D., Cop Rock, and Civil Wars. His new series is called Capital Critters, and it's about a bunch of mice, rats, roaches, and other vermin who live deep inside the White House. Everything that goes on there is seen from their perspective, and there are more than enough rats and pests, the non-political types I mean, to allow these capital critters to wage war with one another, wreck their environment, stage covert operations, and do other stuff just like the humans they see through the cracks in the walls. The difference is, the mice and rats learn their lessons and change their ways. It's a wonderful idea for a cartoon series, and it works very well with kids, at least my kids, for whom I road-tested the first four episodes. But if you're looking for a sophisticated, full-family type of entertainment, Capital Critters comes up short. Written by Night Court producer Nat Malden, Capital Critters isn't as clever as The Simpsons, or as daring as other Bochco productions, or as deep as the animated film version of Watership Down. Its nearest cartoon relative, actually, is Jim Henson's Fraggle Rock. That show, too, had little creatures who lived inside the walls, ventured into the human world outside, and dealt with their own complex society of animals inside. But from an adult perspective, Capital Critters is pretty thin. The only really appealing hook for me was listening to the voice of Bobcat Goldthwaite, who plays an escaped lab rat who's been shot full of every chemical known to man, or mouse. He's kind of like a four-legged Reverend Jim from Taxi, and his lines and characterization are the only unpredictable thing about this show. Here's a scene where Goldthwaite's character accompanies two buddies on a basement food raid. Charlie Adler provides the voice of the tough-talking rat, and the voice of the newly arrived field mouse named Max, the star of the show, is provided by Neil Patrick Harris, the title star of Doogie Howser.
I can't believe this. I mean, back in Nebraska, we just go out in the field and pick corn.
Yeah, sounds really exciting. Come on, give me a hand here.
I yearn for the country life, Max. I've often thought that the bucolic pastoral setting would be more conducive to my writing.
What do you write, Muggle?
My name. I hope to be done soon.
If that sounds funny, consider this. That's the best moment from 2 hours worth of shows. And if it doesn't sound funny, consider that same fact even more carefully. Kids will like it, and I have no problem allowing or encouraging them to watch it. As for me, though, I'll stick with new episodes of The Simpsons and my tape collection of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Post.